family.
Yes, Lord.
And Father, I ask for asylum and for a protection right now, Father God, that yes, the enemy present himself in this court. I ask that you summons the enemy, and I ask that you summons Python. Thank you, Father. I feel the glory is all over me. Thank you, Father. I ask that you summons the enemy and you summons Python. Father, I'm not going to fight because the battle's not mine, it's yours. So I'm not going to engage the enemy and I'm not going to fight the enemy on this. But in this court, I want to present, Father, that we have been obedient to what we've given. If there's been disobedience, Father, ministry right now, I need you guys to do it with me.
I repent right now in Jesus' name of any disobedience, Lord.
Father, if there's been any instruction we have not followed, especially prophetic instructions, Lord, I repent on behalf of the ministry. And we ask for grace and forgiveness right now. If there's been any disunity amongst us that the enemy found an open door into the ministry, we repent. Guys, I need you to do it with me.
I repent for any disunity, oh Father God, if we have done anything.
Lord, that you will see right now. That you will seal the walls of unity. That there will be no divisive mechanism found in our world that Satan can use. In the name of Jesus Christ, I seal the wall right now with the glory of God. Father, I decree and declare, Father, that our link... Just listen to this now. I decree and declare now, Father, that the link in this ministry is not broken, that we are standing together strong. If there's been any form of division, disunity, any form of and weariness that made us just want to walk away, then we lay our hearts before you and we repent right now.
Lord, I'm sorry if there's anything in me, Lord. Forgive me.
Father, and I ask that right now, any broken seal in the chain of Prophetic Edge International, any broken seal is now sealed by the power of your blood. I send you among everyone connected to this ministry. And anywhere there's an open door, an open window, or a broken seal, I ask for the fire of God to consecrate, for the blood of Jesus to cover anything that we may have done that has grieved the Holy Ghost, given the enemy legal access. Under the blood, Father, I present as evidence in the family court that your word says that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Father, I present before this court that obedience is better than sacrifice. I present before this court that unity commands a blessing. A blessing that is greater than any curse that the enemy has brought. And I stand for that word. Father, I present as evidence in this courtroom right now against the spirit of Python. Leviticus 20:27. And if there be a man or a woman in whom is a spirit of Python, I didn't remember Karim. In whom is a spirit of Python or of divination, that they certainly be put to death, that spirit be put to death, that they shall stone them with stones. Father, if there's any spirit of divination that has accessed this ministry by vision, by prayer, by dream, by prophetic word, by heart behavior, I ask that the scripture will now penalize it and take a captive in the name of Jesus. Deuteronomy 18:11. If there's a charmer or one that inquireth of a spirit of Python or a spirit of divination, a soothsayer or one who consults the dead. Oh, God. 1 Samuel 28:7. Then Saul said to his servants, seek me a woman who has a spirit of Python, that I may go to her and inquire of her. My God. And his servants said to him, behold, there is a woman who has a spirit of Python. Father, I am recognizing that what you are saying through this word, the reason I am addressing this principality is because you gave us a warning. We know what we're dealing with. And according to your word, the spirit of Python is a spirit of divination. It's a deceptive spirit that operates almost like you, but it's not you. It works by divination, Father. Lord, it might not be one of us. It might be someone who's spoken over this ministry, someone who's prayed over this ministry, someone that we haven't even been in contact with. But wherever the spirit of divination is, I ask that it's located now In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Let the Holy Ghost locate the spirit of divination working against this ministry right now in Jesus' name. Now.
Yes. Now.
Expose yourself. I call upon the fire of the Holy Spirit right now. The blue flame of the Holy Ghost to annihilate every snake, every spirit of python. I ask that Michael and high-ranking war angels now take off the head of every serpent spirit working against this ministry in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Father, I decree your word. I'm going to pray something out of Apostle Jack Eckhart's Against Serpent. Lord, bruise the head of every serpent that would attack our lives in the name of Jesus. Punish the piercing serpent in Jesus' name. We bind and rebuke any serpent that would try to deceive us. The fire of God is upon me right now. Thank you, Lord. Something's happened. We release the rod of God to swallow up every serpent that would come against us in the name of Jesus. Protect us from fiery serpents. We bind and rebuke every serpent that would try to twist or coil around our lives in Jesus' name. We bind and rebuke every python that would try to squeeze out our prayer lives. Ah, very good. Did you hear what I just said now?
Yes, bro.
I need to hear from you.
Yes, bro.
There it is. Raul, I said it must be exposed. There it is. Listen. We bind and rebuke every python that tries to squeeze our prayer life. That's the thing God's saying. We need to up our prayers, not just for me, for one another and for our personal lives. Our prayer altars needs to be blazing with the fire of the Holy Ghost. So, Father, we repent if we've dropped the prayer altar in any way. We repent before that's what the enemy is using now. And every member of the team has come under attack, guys. So we all need to listen to what God's saying. We need to pray in our personal lives first. First, the glory in me. First, the fire in me. First, the awakening in me. First, pray in me. And then we will be able to, from that place within me, be able to give to others and to the ministry. Amen? Yeah. So, Father, I just ask that our prayer chain is restored. Our prayer altar is restored. And where the spirit of divination has spoken against this ministry, right now, you refute every word that I decree, Lord, that no weapon that has been formed against Prophetic Edge International will prosper, and every tongue that has risen against this ministry in divination now is refuted, and every word consumed by the fire of the living God. Now, in the name of Jesus, we bind and rebuke every python that would try to squeeze out our prayer lives in Jesus' name. And I release fire for intercession and prayer upon every member of this team right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, maybe it's because we are tired, we are weary, we've been through so much, but right now I release increased fire upon every one of us, Lord. The fire of the Holy Ghost, Father, because it's the anointing that breaks the yoke. In the name of Jesus, I bind and rebuke every cockatrice that would come against us in Jesus' name. I bind and rebuke every flying serpent that would attack our lives in Jesus' name. I bind and rebuke every sea serpent that would attack us. We take authority to tread upon serpents, Father. We are believers and we pick up serpents. Let the fire of God drive out in ministry right now. In Jesus' name, let the fire of God drive out divination now in the name of Jesus. And we cast out every viper that would operate in our lives in Jesus' name. Wherever the enemy found an entrance, let it be shut now. And I decree right now, guys, every one of you lock shields with one another in the spirit right now. I decree, Father God, that the shield will not be separated again. Because where there's unity, you command a blessing. And the blessing's not just for the ministry or for me, but for every one of us. So I decree that this team is now united, that we are standing in prayer, that we will not drop the ball again, Father. but where we will stand linked, shield to shield, and in communication. Because where there's isolation, the enemy will target and take you out. But I decree right now, we come together as one in the spirit, locking shields right now. Hallelujah. And we put up our shield against every fiery dart of the enemy that is coming against us in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father, that right now you decapitate the spirit of Python, the spirit of divination, Father. Bind it and cast it to hell right now in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
And I ask, Father, that every demonic decree that has been made over in this family, because we're coming as a family tonight, that in this family called Father, you write a new decree over Prophetic Edge International, saying approved, favored, restored, healed, delivered, blessed in Jesus' name. And if there's any further, any of us, I authorize the Holy Ghost.
Yes,
to
Lord.
Uproot anything from us that still needs to go. That, Father, that your fire will come and that you will begin to deal with us in Jesus' name. And I decree, Father, that the scroll of Prophetic Edge International will be fulfilled. I speak order into Kirsten's home right now. I send military angels right now. Go and you bring divine order to the house now in Jesus' name. I send military angels into Claire's workplace. Bring order now into Stuart's home situation, his car, Father, his finances. Bring order right now. Into Natalie's children, bring order right now. Into Kaiso's life, bring order. Viewer's house, bring order right now. Into Marcia's house, bring order now. I call for divine alignment and the team to get into position, into place, locking shields in unity, Father. And I thank you right now that the curse is broken now.
Wow.
Right now.
Right now.
Right now. Not one more second. As the team has heeded, as they obey, as they come back into alignment, I thank you that we now walk in blessing, in favor, in healing, in deliverance, in power, in authority, and with the fire of the Most High God.
Yes, Lord.
And I ask, Father, Jesus, I thank you that this battle has been won in the courts. I thank you, Father, that I see the gavel that has gone down. And I see that this matter has been settled and it is over.
Amen.
And that false decree that was made over Prophetic Edge, Father, burn it by fire in this courtroom right now. And I pray that the blood of Jesus will write a new decree over this ministry and over every member of this ministry. That they are blessed, they are healthy, they are wealthy, they are restored, they are delivered, they are set free. They are strong in the power of God, in your might, Lord God. Yes. They are strong in prayer, they're strong in worship, they're strong in giving, they're strong in the word. They're carriers of the glory and the fire of God, and the authority and the power of heaven is in them. I thank you, Father, that you authorize and sanction this. And that there's immediate ceasefire in the realm of the spirit. An immediate ceasefire in the realm of the spirit. I'm going to let each of you pray now or prophesy whatever you're led to do. I'll give you each a chance. Do it. Can't hear you, Stuart.
Family, Lord. As yes. you've laid on my heart, Lord, I just pray that because of each one of them that knows you as Lord and Savior, Lord, I pray that they would see you in each one, Lord, and that love Jesus. Will just overflow, Lord, in each Thank one of for one another, Father God.
Yes, but, Father.
That your love will overflow in them for one another as they see you in each one of them. So thank you, Father.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yes, Father. Yes, Father. Did you see anything through it?
know, that's all I got from the Lord was like, love. Love is going to conquer everything. They will just see the Lord in each one of them as He loves them, you know.
Okay, Kirsten just sent me a message. She's on her way to my house now, so I just bring that under the blood that there will be no backlashes to me as a result of this child seeking refuge in this home. I silence the voice of the accuser. Shut up. Close your mouth and shut up. And that child will find asylum here and there will be no backlash on me. I refuse any backlash because of this. Natalie?
I'm just led to pray for unity for us. Lord, I just thank you, Father God, that you speak to each one of our hearts, oh Father God, that is on this team, and that you, Heavenly Father, reveal to us in, oh Father God, the urgency and the necessity and the position that you've placed us in such a time as this. That as we lock shields, oh Father God, that we cover each other and that we come back to our place, oh Father God, that you have called us to as frontline warriors to stand in the gap, to cover prof and cover each other, and that you will open our eyes and our ears, oh Father God, that we will be seers, that we'll see the enemy coming. Lord, you gave us the But when you gave us the warning, we did not lock shields. We fell apart. Father God, we went into our own corners to lick our own wounds, to have a cup of tea. And you showed me the battlefield, and you showed me prof on the battlefield and us having a cup of tea when the war was in front line, when we should have been in position. We took the easy way out. And I repent, Father God. I repent for myself. I repent for each other. And I'm asking you, God, to wake us up to the urgency and the seriousness of the calling that we have in this particular group and for the mission and the ministry that Prophet Belinda has for the nation, that we will wake up, because it's through our own mistakes, we have allowed, oh Father God, the enemy to come in and take root. And Father God, I repent. I agree with everything that Prof has said in the courtroom, Father God, right now. And Heavenly Father, I ask you to give us wisdom. I ask you to give us grace and give us mercy to be able to juggle what you have given us in real life, in our families, in our husbands, in our children, in our wives, in our home. We understand we are of the flesh, and I thank you. I thank you that we have children to look after. I thank you that we have husbands and wives. I thank you that we have jobs. Lord, I am giving you thanks for everything we have, but we can do all things who is within us, oh Father God, who strengthens us, oh Father God. And that as we are in with you, Father God, I am coming to your mercy right now, and I'm bowing down. Forgive us strength. To give us supernatural strength, to give us wisdom, Father God, because you will not give us more than we can bear. For you would not put us in this position. You would not allow us to be frontliners. We cannot be on the front line having a cup of tea anymore, Father God. So allow us to have strategy. Give us strategy, oh Father God. There is seven of us. Seven is the number of completion. This is a number from heaven. You have not chosen us to sit back, to have a break, to sit back, take care of other business, because the first and foremost business is seek ye first the kingdom of God and all its righteousness, and then the rest shall be added.
Yes,
Father God, reposition us, realign our spirit, man. Take away pride, take away wants, take away desires. We all have needs, oh Father God. Each and every one of us are crying out from our personal situation. That we're all fighting, oh Father God, in our own corner. But let us come together. Let us build up each other. Let us pray for each other. Let us know each other. Let us fight for each other. Let us stand together. Because as we lay our hearts on the line, Father God, we will pick each other up. As we go forth in battle, when I go forth, I need to know someone has got my back. When Prof's in the middle, she needs to know we are around her, Father God. We cannot be aligned for an army and be on... not be in position. So I'm asking, oh Father God, that you touch our hearts. And if this is not for us, oh Father God, that is okay, Lord. Then just let us, because you told me at the beginning, when you told me to put up the prayer wall, that we are strong.
Hallelujah.
I could fight with a double-edged sword. I could fight with, fight with a machete. But if the person isn't behind me, then I am in jeopardy. Prophecy is in jeopardy. Who is in jeopardy? Because if you are out of alignment, if you're not in your position, you leave an open gap, and the enemy will come in like a flood. The Lord will raise us standing against it. But we have been trained, and we have been risen, and we have been taught in this position on this level.
this Thank is Jesus. Not acceptable to the Most High
Hallelujah.
God. He has not positioned us in this position to take second rank or second base. We are frontliners. Stand in your position, soldiers. I have trained you for such a time as this. You shall bow down to me, and you shall take the command from your officer prof. And you, Heavenly Father, will pour out the anointing, pour out the wisdom, will pour out the vision. He will give us warning, and we must not rest. We must sit back on dreams. We must not sit back on vision. We must rally together. We must come on soon. We must stand, and we've all to stand. We will fall if we do not stand. United we stand. Divided we fall. The Father God for myself, as you know, I call with my family and my commitment. That you will You have given us a gift. My gift is not your gift, Stuart. Your gift is the Marty's gift. But we all have a gift. We all have a time and we all have a season. We all have a word and we all have a mouth. And our mouthpiece is our weapon. It's a double-edged sword with the word of God. And we can fire it whether we're at work, driving, whether we're in the toilet, in the shower. God has not silenced us. He's called us to speak out and to come into alignment with his word, to align ourselves with our shield of faith. Tell me today, he's huge. Our shield of faith is huge. Don't cross your shield of faith. It's so huge. That it does not reflect your circumstance. The reason why it's behind the faith and behind the shield that the arrows are getting ricocheted and sent back, sent back, sent back. Step back. But we cannot afford to put our shield of faith down, our words down, our prayers down, our assignment down, our time of prayer down. There is no time right now because the blood is in the water. The locusts in the sky. There's things going on right now. We need to wake up. And this is, I'm not telling anyone off here. I'm just feeling the urgency in my spirit. Because if this is not for you, we have to respect each other. We have to step down until God has confirmed it with you. Because I cannot go front line and cover prof if I know there's no one covering my back. The army doesn't work like that. The army does not work like that. On the day prof sent that text to say that she shut the front line, was grieved. My spirit was grieved of obedience. I obeyed. But my spirit man wanted to pray and my spirit man pressed in and I went to court and I covered prof for every single person for 4 hours. And the next thing I know, something came in my house and it came on top of me and I was fighting on my own. I put out a request. Nobody responded and I fought and I fought and I fought and I said, no, not on my watch. And if I'm going through this, what is prof going through? And then it happened again. And then prof said the SOS because it was happening to her. She is the general. Where was her army? Where was everybody? I'm crying because I was felt like I was there on my own, looking around at what I could shoot and what I could fire. I couldn't find nobody. I can't be in that position. You can't be in that position. We have to know. And I'm sorry to be so emotional because it was serious. I felt what prof was going through was so serious. I couldn't get to, I'm so far from her. I was ringing down you guys' phones in the middle of the night and I know you were sleeping. That is not your fault. But the next day, no one was on the wall. Nobody was praying. Nobody responded to my text. Nobody said a thing. Business as usual. It's not business as usual. The enemy tried to close her airways. I'm so sorry, Lord. Forgive me. Jesus, forgive me. So I'm just asking, Father. I'm just asking for unity. Because unity is a word. And I don't want it to be a word on this platform. It has to be an action. It has to be something. Faith Without Works is dead. It has to be a work in progress. And we're either in or out. And sorry, Prof, if I've overstepped and been disobedient or rude in any way, I'm sorry, but that was just my heart laid down. And God, forgive me.
I allowed you to vent because I discerned what was in your spirit. There's a reason that I called everyone to stop praying. I was not happy with the unity in the team and your prayers were not being heard because you were not in unity. You must remember there are times, guys, that pick up things in the spirit. I don't always tell you what I see or what I hear. But when the Lord shows me something and I give an instruction, you need to stop questioning why, because I never say something without a reason. And I never speak unless God's spoken to me. So the reason I told you all to stop your prayers is because no one in this team were in unity. And our prayers were basically useless. You can't raise a wall. Picture this. You can't stand on a battlefield and you're standing a mile apart. And the one's facing north, the other one's facing south, the other one's facing east, and the other one's facing west. Will that shield the enemy, guys?
No.
So even though each of you might have been praying at work or in the morning or whatever, there was absolute chaos. There was no order. There was no unity. So whatever you were doing was useless. That's why I issued an instruction. I said, stop praying. And I told God I'll cover myself, which I did. Natalie, you were not supposed to pray. You were supposed to listen. That was an unnecessary attack. If I issue another instruction, be obedient.
Okay.
No one else in this ministry was supposed to come under attack. I told God the team is not in unity. So I'm removing the man and the model. That's what I told. Because you disobeyed everything I've taught you in 3 years. I've explained this over and over. I've got outside trainers in to explain to us as well. You cannot be part of a ministry unless you're standing in unity. You cannot. You especially cannot be part of a full revival ministry. That does not mean you must be available 24 hours a day. Guys, please listen. We're all tired. Every one of us. Claire's tired. Natalie's tired. Kaiso's tired. Marcia's tired. Stu Ewe's tired. Kirsten's tired. And believe it or not, so is your general. I haven't slept for 7 months. Don't think because I'm at home, I've got it all, you know, rosy. No. It's been warfare 24 hours a day, 7 months of that time, fighting for me. We're all tired. I get that. I am not unreasonable. I've never been unreasonable to any of you, ever. If any of you have come to me and said, Prof, I'm taking strain, I've said, take time off. Have I not?
Yes, Prof.
Guys, Natalie's not the only member of the team. I need to hear from you. Am I lying?
No, you're not, Prof.
Yes.
Am I being dishonest? Because here's your opportunity to challenge me. I give you the right now. Have I been unreasonable with you?
Nope. No, Prof.
No.
All that I've asked is that this team, every day of the year, stand in unity in the spirit. That does not mean we need to be on a Zoom call at the same time all the time. But that means in the spirit, we are so connected and locked. Do you know why this morning, Kirsten's on her way here. She slept next to me this morning. And she heard me lift up. I literally jolted out of my bed. And I ran to the front door and I opened the door because I heard Viwe shouting my name like she needed me. That connected I am to each of you. The minute something's wrong with you guys, I pick it up in the spirit and I begin to pray. Why? I don't need to be talking to you constantly. I don't need to be on Zoom with you constantly. But I'm so connected and locked in unity that if anything's wrong, I'll pick it up. That's where I need you to be. Where your shield is locked. And just do your slot. Just do your bit, nothing more. Can you hear me?
Yes, Prof.
Yes, Prof.
So
yes.
Just do your slot, nothing more. So let me explain to you how this thing works. I'm in ministry now for 14 years, guys. I've been through battles you guys have not fought yet. I know how it works. You can leave the ministry and you can just go and serve at your church, and that's fine. But if you start serving a ministry at church, you're going to go through the same warfare. Why? It's a principle of the kingdom. Jesus said, in this world, you will have trouble. Will, not maybe, will. But do not fret, for I have overcome the world. It doesn't matter where you work. Listen to me now as a mother and as a general. And I know what I'm talking about. It doesn't matter which church or ministry you're part of. Any ministry you've been part of in the past, you've had warfare. Am I right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, bro.
That's not going to change irrespective of where you connect yourself. Irrespective of where you've worked in your life, has there ever been a job wonderful with no issues and no people that work on your nerves? Answer me.
No, bro.
So has there ever been a family member, like a family that is 100% of the time in peace and nothing goes wrong and everyone's just singing kumbaya and the marriage is beautiful and the children are getting together and is that the reality?
No.
Okay. So what's the point that the general's making? You need to be realistic. You need to know that you are in a war until the day you die.
Can't hear anything. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, hello, hello.
Oh, you're there. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I think Prof posted a different one.
Oh, a different one? Oh, yeah. Gosh.
Oh, dear.
Okay, okay, we'll go.
Okay. What should we do? Is it another one?
We'll jump on them.
Okay. See you in a minute. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we live for you. We live for you.
Send her the link, please.
God of mercy.
I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I'm just sending clear a message to find out. No. Alamash. I. Tikandara the bush, he under the bush. Fabrash the titty under the bush, the tea at the bush. Si brandere bosh tanamandi ribesti anda da bosh de ribesti. I believe in you. You're the God. Yeah. I believe in you. I believe in you. La bande beste andere na mukandiri asandi ribesti. Landuruste yara da boshtara masti ande andara na moshte. Sibrande yara da boshki yara da boshtara na masti ande. Limande yana na yara moshtande. Lina na yando. Librashte rebesta kaya da boshtara na moshtara na moshtara na moshte. Let's just wait for anatomy. I don't know what is clear. Father, I just lift up clear now. I speak into her home, Lord. I just release your shalom and your peace. Ah, there she is. Thank you, Jesus. Now we must just wait for Natalie. Come on, Natalie. Work in the name of Jesus. Father, I just decree that this works right now in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Is that?
Hallelujah.
Is Natalie. Okay. Can you so just record this because I want to send it to Viwe.
It's recording, Prof.
So guys, you know, I as a mother and as a general and as a leader in this ministry, I exhort you guys for how you grow, each of you. So awesomely. But the test of a good warrior and soldier is when the going gets tough, you remember your basics training. That's when you need it. It's not when times are going well. It's when the bombs are going off and people are falling along the side and are in mortal combat. This is when the basics become critical because it saves your life. What you need to understand is, and I have spoken this in the past, when you pull away on your own and you do the own thing, you become a prime target, a red dot for Satan. You're standing out like a red dot, literally. And the enemy can target you and take you out because you have willfully and purposefully disconnected yourself. So it is important that you constantly, and we can use comms maybe we can agree that we only post twice a day on the group because guys are saying, look, I work, there's too much comms, whatever. Okay, cool. But twice a day, in the morning and at night, check your group and respond, especially when there's messages that have come from me. Even if I send you a simple video link, take it as a prophetic instruction because I don't give you anything unless the Lord has given it to me. Thank you, Viwe, for joining. And Viwe, just to update you, we've come on as an emergency because every member of the team's under attack. You came under attack. I don't know about Kaiso, but Claire, Marcia, Natalie, Stewart, and Kirsten, and myself. So I called an emergency meeting for Clayton. And so we've already been praying for an hour and God's been speaking. And he basically rebuked the team for not being united because it's an open door for Satan to come in. The team is picking up their positions. And like the Lord spoke, quite a strong rebuke came forth, because, you know, if you're on a battlefield and the one is facing east, the other one north, the other one south, the other one west, even if each of you are fighting, because there's not a coordinated effort, you are disunited, you're basically wasting your time. You can't fight in an army disjointed and disunited, especially a spiritual army. You are breaking the rule of engagement. And therefore, you become an open target for the enemy. It is our strength and our unity that gives us power. And so, you know, we're just reminding the team that it is important to remain connected. It is important that if God is given instruction to call for prayer, a coordinated prayer movement, if there's feedback that's required, if there's communication that's required, to do that. And for each of us to cleanse our hearts. The Lord spoke very, very clearly tonight. He said that we are dealing with the spirit of Python. Now, Python's not just a snake that slithers. It's not just the serpent. Python represents a spirit of divination. That's when a false prophetic spirit comes in and it starts operating by divination and Jezebelic tendencies. And it opens up a door for the enemy to wreak havoc. And because every one of you are under attack, that Python is operating right now. So I went to court, I addressed this, I took out the Python, and now I'm just talking like a mother and a general, and I'm explaining to you guys how important it is that when there's warfare, that all of us actually fall into basic strength, united. Every one of us have repented before the throne tonight for where we have not been in unity, where we've had any attitudes in our heart that has grieved the Holy Ghost. We let it go. It's over. Now we are standing and we're locking shields in the spirit. Guys, play some arts of war tactics with you. The number one thing Satan does, especially in a highly anointed prophetic ministry, whether it's a church or a ministry like ours, is to isolate people. Remember, the anointing flows from the head down. Don't fool yourself. That's what the word says. The oil flows from Aaron's head down, on his cloak down to the feet. So there needs to be, you need to be connected to the head constantly. Don't disconnect yourself. By disconnecting yourself, you're telling Satan, I choose to be disconnected, to separate myself. And by the way, someone did that in heaven and was thrown, cast out. So that's not a godly behavior. And then isolated themselves, then you become a prime target for the enemy. Don't do that. That's your biggest mistake. Your safety is not in numbers. Your safety is not in numbers. Your safety is in unity. Because you can be one of a million people in a stadium, and the enemy can still take you out if you're not standing in unity, in one accord. Don't try to stand alone. God did not call us to be independent. God called us to be co-dependent and to co-labor with him. God did not call us to be a rule unto ourselves. The Bible says that every man has authority as long as he is under authority. The centurion, who was a great leader of legion, said to the Lord, just issue the command, it will be healed. You don't have to be in my home, Jesus. You don't even have to be in my location. Just issue the command. If I issue a command over Natalie's house, over Claire's job, over Marcia's situation, it must manifest because the word says so. And we sometimes go into our own understanding. We want to take the word of God and we want to twist it to suit ourselves. But I'm calling all of us to go back to the word. Do what the word says. Apply the principles of the word. Apply the wisdom of the word. Apply the keys of the word, because there's safety in obedience. That's why Jesus said obedience is better than sacrifice. Understand that the Lord will always have a set man or a set woman. He's operated like this from Genesis to Revelation, guys. And he's not going to change for you or anybody else. There's always going to be a leader. And God's always going to release strategy via that leader, or if there's something that needs to be identified. So always remain connected to your leader. Try and be an independent spirit, because that's Jezebelic. It's not of God, and it's setting you up for attack. Secondly, stand united with your brothers and sisters. You don't have to pray for them 24/7. It's not possible. We're married. We've got children. We've got lives. We are busy. But if you are allocated a slot be faithful in that slot. If that slot doesn't work for you, no problem. Change it, but stay in communication and stay feeding back. When there is a war happening, there's a command center. And even when the platoons are out in the heat of the battle, there is a leader that is assigned to the radio who must constantly feed back. Just hold on a second. Elise, I'm on an emergency prayer call. Can I talk to you later, please?
Yes, sure.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye. All right. That's Kirsten's people. So, somebody send Kirsten an SMS, find out where she is now. Any one of you. V-way, send Kirsten an SMS, find out where she is now.
I'll do it, bro.
Okay. All right. So, when there's in the heat of the battle, there's somebody, I forgot what that person's name is. Marcia, you the soldier here. What is the person that's allocated to the radio who needs to keep comms with the headquarters?
Marcia's not on this, prof. Oh, she is.
Yes, she is.
Hi there. So can you say that again? Sorry.
The guy that's allocated to the radio. He's the guy that comes with command center. What's that person called?
That's the signals team.
Okay.
Signals.
Right. Okay. So you have to constantly keep that in command center. You have to constantly, once a day, you know, clock in, see what the Lord is saying, see if there's an SMS, whatever. And then in the spirit, in your heart, guys, this morning, Viwe will testify. I contacted her because I was sleeping. I went to bed very late. But early hours of this morning, I heard her voice shouting my name out. I woke up and I immediately started interceding and I contacted her and she actually needed my help. Am I right, Viwe?
Yeah, you're right.
This is what you need to do with one another. You see, unity is a statement of words. It's a condition of your heart. When you are truly linked to one another, you will be able to pick up when something's right, something's wrong, and you must not stop communication. Keep comms, even if it's just once a day, because we're busy. Once a day, keep comms, clock in. Be faithful, carry one another in your spirits, not just me. Your responsibility is not just towards me, but towards each other. That's the strength of the link of the chain. Because when there's a broken link, the chain is no longer effective. So keep link and go back to basics. Remember that there is a leader. Show respect and honor for that leader. Because that person's been appointed by God. Don't treat them like a friend. Don't fall for familiarity. Because familiarity disqualifies you from accessing the anointing upon your leader. Remember that. And if you don't believe me, please go and Google and check the Bible after this. Go and read and study for yourselves. So when the Lord speaks through your leader, you need to listen and take it seriously. Receive it as God speaking and you will receive the reward. Chronicles 20:20 is the word over this year. And it says, believe the Lord and you will prosper. Believe the prophets and you will succeed. The reason God put it in his word. We're all being called by God to align ourselves or to remove ourselves. It's simple. We align ourselves and we say, God, this is where you placed me. That's the leader you've given me. I'm going to align myself with the word and with you, Lord. Oh, Father, I can't deal with this. I need to remove myself. But when you make a commitment, last night I posted and no one responded because God was speaking to us. I said, never make a vow to God and not fulfill it. The Bible speaks about that. Don't make a vow to God and not fulfill it. Don't say yes to God if he's asked you to serve in a particular manner or with a particular person or to do something and you don't do it. You are not denying the person. You have broken a vow to God and that's very serious. So I'm going to ask everybody on this call tonight, because all of you are under attack. So listen to when I'm telling you. We all need to repent. Everyone, none of you are free of this. Everyone has to repent and to the Holy Ghost so that this warfare in the team can stop with immediate effect. Am I understood?
Yes, bro.
Yes.
Yes, bro.
Yes, prof.
So I'm going to give you each an opportunity to just address the Lord quickly, and then we're going to move on from this, and it's done. We're never going to open this again. Let's start with you, Viwe.
Hello, can you hear me, prof?
Yes, I can hear you.
What was your instruction, prof?
I'm calling that to repent for not being in alignment and being in disunity. Because it's opened the door. The whole team is under attack on the same day. And God has revealed why. Now we're trying to correct the situation. So quickly, all you have to do is, and if you don't feel it in your heart, don't say it. But Father, if I've disobeyed in any way, I repent, finish, clap, we move to the next person.
Okay. Father, if I have been rebellious in any way, I repent and I ask for forgiveness in Jesus' name.
Thank you very much, Natalie. Quickly.
Lord, I repent for anything in my heart that is unpleasing to you, Father God, for offense that I've taken, or Father God, any disunity within my household and within this ministry. I repent, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Kiso.
Father, I repent for anything that I may have done that may have caused disunity, Lord, Father God. I ask for your forgiveness, Amen. Lord, and as I repent, in Jesus' name.
Thank you. Stuart?
Father God, I repent of disobedience and rebellion. I ask you to forgive me in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Stuart. Marcia?
Heavenly Father, I repent for not being committed, for being rebellious, and also disobedient. And I ask you please forgive me. And thank you.
Thank you, Marcia. Okay. Claire, can you talk? Claire? Okay, someone message, Natalie, message Claire, just find out if she's okay and she can talk. Now I'm going to very quickly, before we end, I'm just going to go down the list. Guys, no longer than 2 minutes per person, please. I want to finish it. All of you, I've got lives you need to get back to. I just want you, if you're led to pray anything that we haven't covered yet, do so. If God's giving you a vision for it, please share it with the team, starting with please.
Father, just want to thank you, and Lord, just pray, Lord Father God, that as we will also take inventory, Lord Father God, of everything within the ministry and ourselves, Lord Father God, that we also take possessions of our gates, Lord Father God, because he who possesses the gates, Lord Father God, possesses the city. And I declare, Lord Father God, and as I pray, that the city gates, Lord Father God, are with us, Lord Father God, and that we are the one who possess them in Jesus' name. We thank you in Jesus' name. Any kind of thing or any kind of spirit, Lord Father God, or any kind, whatever, Lord Father, the enemy have planned to try and possess the gates, Lord Father God, whatever they have planned, Lord Father God, I nullify it right now and take it and remove it, Lord Father God, in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord Father God, that your angels are present, Lord Father God, and they are the ones who are standing guard over the gates of the ministry and every individual here and in their families. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Father. Thank Hallelujah. You, Lord, Amen.
Amen.
Natalie's prayed, Stuart's prayed, Marcia.
What am I praying about though, Prof? I don't understand.
No, if there's anything in your heart you feel led to pray about, or anything God's saying to you or showing you, you can share.
Yeah, last night, I felt like as if I was bitten. And I felt my right arm felt funny, and then you mentioned about the serpent thing. So, Heavenly Father, I asked that if I was bitten, if there's any poison that may have been put inside me, I ask Heavenly Father, you drain it out of my body and suck it out of me, in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm delivered. And there's also, I don't want to hold my heart, do you know what I mean? You confess it. We're both family here. I don't think Natalie realised I was on the call because I did say I didn't think I could come on. But the day that Natalie asked for it to please, when she was calling people around, I did actually respond and I did come on and pray. So, I don't want to take any offence to what I said. So I asked that the spirit of offence does not take over me, and that my heart is clean, and that I love, and then that you put love in my heart for everyone in this group, because I love everybody in this group, because you're all my sisters in Jesus' name. Yeah, that was it.
Yeah. Amen. So let me just clarify something. Natalie was not, she thinks from herself, but actually it was the Spirit of God speaking through her. It was a strong rebuke, but I believe God was speaking, which is why I didn't interrupt her. Otherwise, I would have actually called the meeting to order and I would have stopped it. But I felt the Lord speaking. So I want to just also teach you guys something. As a family, we trust one another. And as a family, we have open communication. When you are in reach, you don't always tell your husband or your wife what you want to hear. Tell what they need.
Yes.
When your brother or your sister is out of alignment, you tell them how you feel, don't they? So all we need to guard our hearts. We are mature, mature. And the one thing that you need to learn to deal with as a mature Christian is rebuke and correction. Maturity is not measured by how well you can prophesy, heal the sick, and preach. Maturity is about the how much in Jesus' image you have been created. Now remember, he was falsely used. He defended himself.
As the son of
the living God. The Bible says he was like a lamb that went to the slaughter. So you and I need to circumcise all our hearts. And it's not easy. Sometimes it's really hard and we'll cry and we'll be upset. But I'm sharing this with you as a mother so you will remember. Offense is never given, it is always received. When you go to the army, Marcia, general, your captain talk to you like a baby. You're in the army of God here, guys. We need to take out our dummies and our nappies. And if you call yourself prophetic people in training, then you better behave like that. That means there's going to be times any one of us, me or any of you, can say something out of order. I will address something that if it's out of order, and when I'm out of order, believe me, the Holy or you can make it privately. But we need to be able to learn to take rebuke. Everyone on this team has problems taking rebuke. We all take it personal. I've noticed this. But we are not orphans. We are sons and we are daughters. It's like when my mother used to, put me in my place, I would get upset. But today, when my spiritual father rebukes me, I say, yes, Dad, finish. Because I've reached a certain level of maturity. There's been times my spiritual father has told me, given me instructions, and I haven't been in agreement. But I still obey. And God honored me because of my obedience and because of my level of maturity. So each of us need to work on our fruits, not only our gifts. We need to learn how to deal with correction and rebuke to such an extent that when someone rebukes you, you must say, thank you very much, and I take it to the Lord. Father, if I'm guilty, even if you're not. Do you know the quickest way to diffuse conflict is by saying, I'm sorry, even if you're not wrong?
Yeah.
When you try to justify and prove your point, the argument keeps going. But if you simply say, I'm so sorry, please forgive me, Father, whoever, forgive me. End of story. You diffuse the conflict right there. Satan has no further interest. But when you take offense or you want to, when I want to defend myself, you give the enemy a footing to walk. Don't do that. You are mature Christians. Grow up now. Yes?
Okay.
Yes, bro.
You want to pray or share anything?
Prof. No, I just want to repent before the Lord and just for everything Father, Lord, any Holy Spirit, if I've neglected my post, Lord, if I've put other things before Lord.
Claire, we can't hear you. Claire, we can't hear you. The blood of Jesus on us. Blood of Jesus on us. Claire, we cannot hear you. Start over again.
Right now,
Jesus. Can you hear me now? I command that python spirit. Futsa! Now pray, please.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
It understands, Futsa.
Yeah.
Must be local.
Must be. It's a universal term in hell. Okay, Claire, go for it.
No, I just wanted to say, I just come before you, Lord, and I just want to repent from my heart and say that I'm sorry, Lord, and I ask you to forgive me. If there's anything that has grieved your Holy Spirit, Lord, if I've neglected my post, if I've moved away, Lord, to the left or to the right, out of line in any way, then I come before you, Lord, right now, and I bow before your throne. And I ask you to come and reposition me, Holy Spirit, and align me. I ask you, Holy Spirit, to help me to be a woman who works out Matthew 6:33, that regardless of whatever it is that happens, comes our way, which is part of life, that, Lord, I will not move from first seeking your kingdom and your righteousness, and then understanding that everything else will fall in place and align from that position. And I ask you tonight, Lord, to come and position me. I want to stand in Matthew 6:33. I want to be a Lord, who you can count on. I want to be a woman, Lord, who you can wake up any time of the day or the night. I want to be a woman who season in and season out, no matter the vows, no matter the challenges, no matter whatever. I want to stand before you, Lord, as one whom you call faithful. So I ask you, Lord, to come and give me your heart. You are the faithful one. Your name is faithful and true. And I ask you, Lord, to come and stamp my heart. Refire our hearts with a stamp of fire and true faithfulness like never before, Lord. Let me not smell like anyone in this world, Lord, but let me truly be one who stands out and is an ambassador for you upon this earth. This is a cry of my heart tonight. And an ambassador in this ministry, Lord, an ambassador for this ministry, in this ministry. This is your ministry, Lord. So I ask you tonight, Lord, to just come and realign me, come and realign us. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Yes.
I'm so sorry. Can I just say something, please?
Yeah.
I just wanted to say sorry for shouting and everything. I don't know what came over me. I was just like on fire. Mar said there's no word, no thing. I love you so much. So I'm really sorry if I have. And if I've offended anyone else, I'm sorry. That's it.
Love you, Natalie. When I came into the group, it was like you were already talking. I didn't know what was going on. I was listening. And yes, but I'm not. God is.
Because Marcia was there, and it wasn't about that. Honestly, what Prof said, it was God, because I would never normally speak like that. And after, when I heard myself, I was thinking, oh my God, I'm going to get told Prof, because I didn't know what was happening. I just got lost in it. And if I've offended, I'm sorry, anybody. I love you all. I really do.
I
love you. Love you, Natalie.
Love you, Natalie.
Love you, too. This is like John Boy. Prophet believe.
Does anyone just to Natalie?
No. Yeah. Sorry, I've been seeing this for Kirsten. We just need to keep Kirsten up in prayer. Lord, as you showed me, Kirsten's heart has been hurt. She's been wounded. And Lord, I pray that you keep her under your wing, Lord. And Holy Spirit, I ask that as the comforter, I just ask that you comfort her right now, Lord, as
yes, my Lord.
Her heart has been really hurt right now.
Please.
Yes. Mother, and I release healing in Jesus' name. For every wound and every dagger that was put into this child's heart tonight, pull it up, Holy Spirit. And let the balm of Gilead cover Kirsten's heart. Lord, give me the wisdom and the right words with you. I pray that you will just move through me and speak through me. Let me say the right thing. Let me do the right thing that she needs for me. And give me the strength to be strong for her, Father. Irrespective of what I might be facing now. In Jesus' name. Guys, I just want you to, I was having, it's gone.
Amen.
But now amen. The pain in my lower back's come back. So can I go ask somebody Claire's gone. Natalie, for my lower back right now.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for Prof's life, oh Father God. We thank you that she was created in your image. Thank you that made on the cross 2,000 years ago, that your body was broken for her wholeness and the blood was shed, oh Father God, for her right now, and that we have covenant, we have come in contract with you, and we come and place that contract before you as we are still in the courts, and we thank you, Father God, that you are touching her back right now, and you are realigning her spine right now, her nerves right now, her vertebrae right now, her muscles and tendons and ligaments right now, and that pain has to come under subjection. It has to obey the word of the Lord, and the word of the Lord said, by my stripes, Prophet Belinda, I did it for you. You are healed, and that you must obey. Body, obey the word of God, for the word of God will not return void tonight. It shall accomplish what it pleases and prosper in which it is said. And you said that we are to lay hands on the sick and that they shall recover. And place a hand on her body right now, that she will be your hands, Lord, and your feet, Lord, and that the hand of the Lord will be on her back now, and you will touch her from heaven, oh Father God, and you will send angels, healing angels right now to come and to realign that spine, to bring from heaven the perfect spine that you have created for Prof, and that there will be a transfer, a transplant, a spiritual transaction to take place. Signs and wonders. We don't stand in the flesh, but we stand in the spirit. We stand in unison. When two agree on earth, Father God, you said it was done in heaven, and we're coming in the power of agreement to believe for miracles, signs, and wonders to take place now. Pain, we speak to you, and we command you to go. The Lord rebuke the pain right now. Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, fill that spine right now. The blood of Jesus through every single cell of Prof's body. Run now. I decree a transplant in that spine with the blood. The blood. Flush out any impurities. Flush out any swelling. Flush it out through the blood of the Lamb. You bled for us. You bled for Prof. Right now, the blood of Jesus. I apply it in the name of Jesus. Swelling goes down in the name of Jesus. We align the same place in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, because we come to you, Father God. We lie before you, and I place Prof right in your hands right now, like your baby, as a child that you made, Father. Deal with her right now in Jesus' name. We thank you for the report. We thank you for the miracle. We thank you for the testimony. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Father, I bless every one of my team, my sons, my daughters, and those who are in abstention, Claire and Kirsten. I see you now. That maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. I decree and declare that the Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and give you peace. I bless you when you're coming in, and I bless you when you're going out. I bless you in the field and in the city. I bless your marriages, your finances, your children, your jobs, your businesses, your ministries, and all that your hands shall put to will prosper in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I decree that you are covered under Psalm 91. I decree that you are surrounded by a shield of fire, that you are under the blood and covered by a dome of God's glory, that you are the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath, that you are wealthy, healthy, restored, delivered, healed, and walking the paths of God.
Yes.
You will testify of the goodness of the Lord.
Yes, amen.
The land of the living. I love you guys with all my heart. And I bless you as an apostle and prophet tonight. I bless you above every curse. I bless you.
Thank you, Jesus.
I bless you,
Jesus.
I bless you beyond every curse. And I invoke a breakthrough upon your lives, upon that which you trust in God for, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
7 days. Let there be testimonies of your goodness, because our testimony will be, I decree, our testimony will be that we have tasted the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Amen and amen. I love you guys. Thank you so much for your time. Once Kirsten comes, I'll keep you guys posted after I've had a chance to chat to her, okay?
Okay. Give her a hug. Thank you.
Bye.
Yeah. Are we to resume then the prayer watch, just so we're all clear?
How do you guys feel?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, all of you, including Viwe, send a time slot that's convenient for you.
Yeah.
And then just send it to me. I will coordinate with Natalie, and we'll make sure that it's a time slot that works for everyone, okay?
Okay, bro.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
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 Bye.